Hi, Ryan.
Yes, it is.
Hi, Ryan. This is Andrew and Willow calling from Rock 97.7 in Grand Prairie. How are you today, man?
Good. How you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm good. You got a big event coming up.
We do have a big event coming up. You bet.
November 10th, you're going to be attempting to double the amount of weight held by dangling from a swallowed sword.
That's right. We're going for 110 pounds.
Can you describe how that looks? Like, is this, are you looking, like, how are you hanging stuff from the sword? Is the sword perpendicular?
We have a sword with, it's got a long bar attached to it. It's got about a 3-foot bar that goes lengthwise across the handle. And we're going to be hanging about 55 pounds from each side of the bar.
How does that not push into your body?
Well, it's kind of pressed against my teeth, but the real danger is balancing it from tilting one way or the other, because then the sword is going to be trying to rip through my insides.
And it cuts through, like, the side of your face then, too, I guess.
Well, yeah.
Your esophagus.
Steady, try to keep it even, and biggest problem with that is when you're swallowing a sword, often you'll get lightheaded from lack of oxygen and just from being in that position, so you got to fight against that as well.
Well, duh, who didn't know that?
Do you hold your breath the whole time?
No, I can breathe when I do it, but it still puts pressure. You're straightening out your esophagus. When you swallow a sword, it forcibly straightens your esophagus, so it actually puts some pressure against your airways.
How heavy have you balanced before, like training for this?
I've done close to the weight that I'm going to be doing. I'm going to be pushing it to to the most I've done while we're out there, though.
And how long do you have to hold this in order to get the record?
Well, I can have my hands on the bar to start, and then I have to remove my hands and hold it with just my throat and my face for 5 seconds.
And what do you have to give to the Guinness Book of World Records to show the as proof?
They'll need a video, and they'll need proof of how much weight that I lifted, and they'll need at least a couple different signatures and a couple bits of media, whether it's radio or newspaper, and that's all they require.
Wow, because you've done this before, sort of. You're the heaviest vehicle pull by a sword swallower.
That's right. I pulled the heaviest vehicle by a sword in, I think, 2008, and I also just set the world record this year for the heaviest vehicle pulled with a hook in my face. I set that out in Italy.
Yeah.
Was that one already held, or did you create that
one? No, I made that up.
Okay.
I'm just wondering,
say,
the human meathead, like, so it's like a meat hook, like Rocky, that they hung meat from?
Right.
That you stick in your face?
And it comes out my mouth.
Oh.
I've seen that done with noodles. How did you kind of think up that amazing trick?
Yeah, with the noodles and with all various objects, it's been done for years. They call it mental floss. And I was playing around with a giant binder ring, and I was trying to see if I could get it through my face. And, I just kind of figured it out, built a hook, and I started performing it in a show, named it the Human Meathead.
Okay, well, let's go back to the start. What got you into doing stunts?
I started out when I was really young as a magician, actually. Hmm. I was doing, you know, card tricks, and then I started doing competitive magic, producing doves and, you know, silk hankies and all that kind of stuff. And then when I was a teenager, I was kind of a gothy teenager and learned how to eat fire.
Okay.
You know, I got a book called How to Eat Fire for Christmas from my parents. And I started learning how to do that, and that kind of sparked interest in all this circusy freak show stunt work.
So then do all your created stunts or something just come from you experimenting with binder rings and stuff?
Mostly. I mean, a lot of them I started out with all the classics of the sideshow as far as fire eating, sword swallowing, glass eating. Right. I learned all those, and then I started coming up with my own versions of them and trying to adapt them.
Yeah, push it to something that's your own, right?
Exactly.
And this daredevil attitude has got you the chicks, obviously, because you're,
right.
Your lady, Amber Lynn, assists you with your stunts.
Yes, she does, yes. We work full-time together doing this.
And then you guys went on to do a television show for 3 seasons on the Discovery Channel. How did that come together?
Guinea pig. It just, you know, we got sent a casting call for... Discovery Channel was looking for somebody to host a 1-hour special on sleep deprivation. They wanted somebody to go 14 days without sleep.
Wow.
And I applied for it, and they liked me, and then it got canceled because all the lawyers and our insurance companies said, no, you can die. So it got canceled. But since we'd already been working together shooting these pilots, they kind of decided, hey, why don't we make a TV show?
That was actually going to be my next question. What is more painful, aggravating, and annoying, shoving a meat hook through your nose or working with television sensors to try to get a stunt on the air?
Definitely working with television sensors, although, you know, I usually don't have to deal too much with that stuff. Luckily, working with a production team and that, I just kind of hear about it later.
Yeah.
But, you know, as far as trying to get insured, we run into all these problems. We're trying to light myself on fire, and, you know, the insurance company says no, and then PETA actually called us on that. They heard we were going to light a guinea pig on fire.
Oh.
They got mad about it. Then when they found out it was a human guinea pig, they went, oh.
Oh, we don't care anymore.
Oh, wait, fine. Yeah, light the humans on fire, just not,
exactly.
Not the pig. Okay. That's crazy.
Do you have any, have you ever got injured from trying these things out?
I didn't usually get injured on stage, but practicing, there's injuries, and of course in the show Guinea Pig, the whole concept of it was the first time I'd done these things. So I've been, I've broken my foot twice. I've cracked my sternum. Mm-hmm. I tore my rotator cuff and broke my clavicle. I've been through a bit of physiotherapy and stuff from it. But the only thing permanent right now is torn rotator cuff.
Oof.
Never fully heal.
You're like the comeback kid.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite stunt or even magic trick just from your whole entire career? Just a favorite one that sticks out?
From my whole entire career? Oh, I certainly like the world records. I love doing the Guinness World Records. And I think right now my favorite's probably pulling the car with the meathead, because it's my most recent Guinness World
mm-hmm.
Record.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I'm plus, you know, getting flown out to Italy and hang out in Rome for a couple days to do something like that is always a bonus.
That's cool.
Was there ever any stunt on the show that you really wanted to do, but they were like, no, this isn't going to happen?
Oh, yeah. We fought for 3 years to test bulletproof vest on me. And it was just a big no after no after no. And so I found a guy who, he's one of the inventors of a bulletproof vest. He was testing them on himself.
Huh.
Regularly in trade shows, and then as I found his contact, he actually ended up accidentally killing himself in a demonstration, and that then ended the whole thing.
Oh, no!
Yeah.
That is the craziest story ever.
They said, no, well, now you can't do it at all.
Oh. Well, I've seen you guys live, I think it was 2006 or something like that, at Nate at Oopfest, and I was
yeah.
watching videos online as well. One that stuck out to me was Amber taking a sledgehammer to your crotch
right.
with a cinder block in the middle of it. Is there anything that she's been like, no, you're not doing that? Like, come on, man, no.
No, she's pretty supportive of most things. I mean, as long as I'm careful and I know what I'm doing, then she's pretty supportive of it, surprisingly. She's been doing it long enough with me. I mean, we've been together and working together for 11 years now.
Mm-hmm.
So she kind of understands that a lot of these things are physics-based or they're anatomical, and it's mm-hmm. a matter of just practicing them carefully, building up to it.
As long as you insert the sword
pretty good about it.
Carefully
yeah.
into your throat, just slowly, it's fine.
Exactly.
We're going to practice putting a cinder block on your crotch and letting me hit it with a hammer. Sure.
That's right.
That gets
well,
all the
stuff like that you start out with. We originally did it, I would lay on like a bed of nails and she would smash a cinder block on my chest. That's kind of old school sideshow
mm-hmm.
methods.
Yeah.
And then you kind of got to up it a bit for college crowds and things like that. You got to make it, you know, more entertaining.
And then you call it relationship therapy.
Exactly.
And that was my next question. You know, doing a TV show is one thing, but doing it in front of a live audience, do you ever have, I don't want to put it in your mind, but do you ever have that fear of that one drunk guy jumping on stage or people messing with your stunts?
We've had it happen before. I mean, I spent, when I was turned 18 into my early 20s, all we did was, you know, punk rock bars. And
yeah.
I mean, I've had drunk guys come up and try to grab a chain that's attached to piercings on my body and try to rip it out. I've had people push me while I've got a sword in my throat.
Oh.
I've even had a knife pulled on me on stage
what?
Before. So
where was that?
I mean, you kind of just have to deal with it. But, yeah, that was at an old punk rock bar here in Edmonton. Had
which one?
A guy come up and pull out a knife on me. It happened.
At New City?
No, that was, I can't remember what it was called, Stars or something back then. Yeah. And, wow. I mean, it was dealt with. He was drunk enough that I was able to kind of shove him, and he tripped over one of the monitors, hit the ground, and the bouncers had him. Luckily, at a lot of these events, there's bouncers, and if there's not bouncers or friends of mine there, there's, you know, I mean, hopefully you've got the crowd on your side enough.
Yeah.
That they'll take care of you, and that's the idea, is the show is entertaining, it's fun, and hopefully the crowd likes you enough that everything gets taken care of.
Yeah, but there's always that one dude, you know?
Yeah.
That one guy has too many
there's
beers
in. Though, especially in this kind of work, I'm doing stuff that's perceived as dangerous or, you know, pain tolerance, and there's some people who, of course, if you're drunk and you're the man's man, you feel offended by that, you know?
Or they're really just worried about you.
Yeah.
They're trying to save you.
Somebody's getting too much attention, and they're not, so they got to be the guys that sticks out, you know?
Yeah,
but,
exactly.
So once again, November 10th, this is going to be happening. It's going to be happening in a bar. It's going to be at Rivers Bar and Grill in Peace River. Here's the next question. You're used to performing in front of a hometown crowd. You're going up to Amber Lynn's hometown.
Right.
Does that affect the show? You know, is a hometown
sure
crowd a bit different?
The show. I don't think Amber hasn't been back there in years, but I mean, you know, we love hitting like smaller towns and stuff. We find those are some of the best shows.
But for you, like, is Edmonton different? Like when friends come out or your family comes out, is there a different vibe to it?
Not really. You know, I mean, we've been doing this so long. My family and friends are so over it. They're all so desensitized now. It's like they don't even go to watch the show anymore. They go to watch people who watch the show.
Yeah.
Watch
look
their
at the reactions.
Because that's more entertaining to them. So these days we try to avoid doing as many shows in Edmonton. We spent our early lives doing only that, and we try not to oversaturate it these days.
Ha.
But no, I think like with having friends and family who are used to it in the show, you know, They're over it for sure. They like to watch people squirm in their seats and cover their eyes. That's entertaining to them.
Fair enough. Well, let's finish this up. Let's wrap this up with what is two words to describe the experience that people are going to see November 10th at Rivers Bar and Grill. This is the Vault Magazine's 1-year event. Two words to describe the experience that people are going to go through.
Well, it's crazy, and it's comedy. That's what it is.
All right.
Beautiful. All right, Ryan. Well, thank you very much for taking the time talking with
thank
us today.
You.
It was a pleasure.
And I'm hoping
good luck
to be
with
able
your
to
world
sneak up
breaking
there, man.
Record thing.
Oh, thank you very much.
Awesome. Thanks, man.
You bet. Talk to you later.
Talk to you later.
Bye.